Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
The numbers are in from the New Hampshire primary election, and some things are certain. Bernie Sanders is gaining support from a portion of the Democrat electorate that reaches beyond the millennial voters. That means that some middle-aged and older voters are seeing the value in a socialist orientation. Former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg is battling for second place with Senator Amy Klobuchar in third place just behind Buttigieg. Now, Elizabeth Warren from the neighboring state is coming in a distant fourth, and Joe Biden is a very distant fifth. So Bernie Sanders and his socialist Amen Corner are buoyed to the next primary level. Mayor Pete has come from absolutely nowhere to become a vying candidate for his party's presidential nomination. That is the most amazing outcome. With no foreign policy experience and having achieved no political office other than mayor of a fair-sized city, he is now battling for the presidency of the United States. Amy Klobuchar is not an inspiring candidate, at least not for the majority of the American electorate. She doesn't have the ability to articulate the issues that would appeal to 2020 voters. She's nice, she's a female candidate, but she doesn't offer much more than those 2 points. Joe Biden left the state before the end of the election process to cast his fate to the Southern Carolina winds. His hope is that polls that have him ahead in South Carolina will carry him to his first victory in this race. His race is hanging on by a thread, and it's getting thinner by the minute. So who have become victims of the New Hampshire primary? Colorado Senator Michael Bennett suspended his presidential campaign. Andrew Yang left the race after never having gained any kind of traction. Tom Steyer, who said he was in for the duration, was rumored to have dropped out but denied it. Now, these are the victims of the nation's first 2020 primary. As mentioned here before, Bernie Sanders' campaign, supporters, and his momentum seem to be leading the effort to get the Democrat Party nomination. Again, that means middle-aged and older voters are seeing some kind of value in a socialist agenda. Americans who believe in the traditional values of the nation should be concerned. Sanders' promise of everything free has caught the imagination of many in this country who believe there's such a thing as a free lunch. Well, there isn't. If Sanders does get the Democrat nomination for president, he's going to have to explain where the money is going to come from to pay for all of his free stuff. New Hampshire has whittled down the number of Democrat candidates. The next to go will be Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren. They don't have the stamina or the support to compete against Sanders, Buttigieg, and Klobuchar. Klobuchar doesn't have the support or imagination to capture voters to the point of competing against Sanders and Buttigieg. So if Sanders gets the nomination, would he choose Buttigieg as his VP? Can Buttigieg support Sanders' socialist agenda? For that matter, if Sanders does get his party's nomination, who could he pick as his VP that would support a socialist agenda? The only one who comes to mind is Elizabeth Warren. She has signed on to the socialist agenda. The truth is, the rest of the Democrat Party cannot march in lockstep with Bernie Sanders' socialist proposals. And as much as he wouldn't have a large field of candidates to choose from for his vice presidential nominee, he would not garner the numbers he would need to become president of the United States. He might get his party's nomination, but Sanders cannot win the final prize. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.